This active volcano is one of the most accessible in the country and therefore one of the most touristic. In seconds, there is panic among visitors. Luckily, we do not deplore any victims, but the Tangman Prahu has just joined the 18 volcanoes on alert level 2. Hendra Gunawan, the head of the observatories, goes to the surveillance post which is in the prohibited area. He will find the emergency team he has just sent there and take stock of the situation and the measurement operations for the next day. A phreatic eruption like the one that took place is the violent expulsion of water vapor, which can be a harbinger of a much more serious magmatic eruption this time. It is at the edge of the danger zone in the middle of the tea plantations that cover the flanks of Tangman Prahu that the team finishes its deformation measures. The operation will have to be repeated several times in the coming days, but for the moment, the figures indicate no change in the volume of the volcano. But if its activity turns out to be more important, it will be necessary to widen the perimeter of evacuation. A decision fraught with consequences for the hundreds of pickers who work here, but also for the whole region. But on the Merapi, it is not enough to know the danger to face it. For scientists, other parameters, more complex to manage, come into play. In 2010, the village of Kinarejo was the first affected by the pyroclastic flow, and 35 people died there, despite the evacuation order. Today, it is a kind of open-air mausoleum, which tourists from all over Indonesia come to visit, because one of the victims was the keeper of the keys, a kind of spiritual minister of the volcano, highly respected and appointed by the Sultan's palace to represent him before the genius of Merapi. Despite the scientists' requests, he refused to evacuate and a group of villagers chose to stay with him. The circumstances of his death were a shock to the whole country. With two eruptions each day in the country, the emergency never stops. It simply changes territories and never gives any respite to the volcanologists. As soon as it got there, the Bandung team went to join the volcano observation post, which is located a few kilometers from the main town on a height opposite the crater. They will settle there for the next few weeks, in addition to the permanent post chief. In front of the evacuated villagers, Pak Ling will not announce any miracle. The first results do not indicate for the moment any decrease in the activity of the volcano and will not allow to remove alert level 3. They will have to accept the difficult reality. The eruption of the Karanggetang can last for weeks.